It's Grand Old Opry time!
It's Rob Glassfield, Billy Pearl, and starring Ned Foley.
Well, I broke the string, boys, so I'm going to have to do something here. Bread in the kitchen, and it slipped up the lid, and it slipped my pocket full of shortening bread. Sold the skin it, and sold the lead. Sold the gal to make shortening bread. A man who did a baby lunch, shortening, shortening. A man who did a baby lunch, shortening bread. A man who did a baby lunch, shortening, shortening. A man who did a baby lunch, shortening bread. And they put on the lead, man, they're gonna make a little shortening bread. That ain't all that she's gotta do. She's gotta make a little coffee too. A man did a baby lunch, shortening, shortening. A man did a baby lunch, shortening bread. A man did a baby lunch, shortening, shortening. A man did a baby lunch, shortening bread. In bed, two well sick and the other most dead. I sent for the doctor and the doctor said, I give them baby some shortening bread. A man who did a baby loves shortening, shortening. A man who did a baby loves shortening bread. A man who did a baby loves shortening, shortening. A man who did a baby loves shortening bread. A man who did a baby loves shortening bread.
Thank you, man. Much obliged. Mr. Foley?
Yes, Rodney.
I'm so damn blame man I could just bite off the butt end of a banana.
I'm telling you the truth.
I didn't have me no plans for this Saturday, so when I come in here tonight, I asked Wally Fowler what I could do with my weekend.
Rod, what did Wally say when you asked him what you could do with your weekend?
Wally said, Rodney, the best thing you can do with your weekend is to put a hat on it. That just kills me to...
Yeah.
Howdy, friend. It ain't so hot tonight, is it? Last week, I learned all about friendship down there in Hornwall. Yes, sir, I learned that I ain't got an enemy in the world, but all my friends hate me.
Who done that?
It all started when my gal friend Susie come to see me. Susie come to see me there, and we had a little spat. We kind of get in a little argument there once in a while. She said to me, she said, Rodney? She said, Rodney, I can't marry you, but I'll always be your friend. I'll be your friend till the end. I says, okay, friend, lend me $5. She says, this is the end. Of course, woman-like, Susie started sobbing there and got mad and started sobbing and crying a little dab, dabbing half through dab. She says, Rodney, how can you say such things about me when I have always told everybody that you are so sensible and level-headed? I said, Susie, you ain't never told nobody I'm level-headed. You always said I was flat-headed. That made her so mad she could add a banana. She didn't dare say nothing because I'd flat to... I love that woman. Well, after we got through arguing there, we sort of made up, and we was a kissing there. We was... Yeah, I kissed.
sister. I just love that woman. I tell you the truth. I love to kiss that woman. It's much fun. I just love to kiss that woman.
Well, we was a-kissing there when all of a sudden she rears back and she says, Rodney Bass, feel I could never marry you. You're too much of a caveman. And so I just throws out my chest and I says, Susie, you mean I'm a big, strong he-man and caveman? She says, nope, I mean every time you kiss me, you cave, man.
Great feeling to say howdy to that famous Montgomery, Alabama singing personality, Hank Williams. Thank you, sir.
Well, you wore out a brand new truck, packing and unpacking your junk. Your daddy's mad, he done got peace. You gonna change your armor, gonna leave. You gonna change your way of living, change the things you do. Stop doing all them things that you oughtn't to. Your daddy's mad, he done got peace. And you gonna change your armor, gonna leave. Just keep nagging all the day long. Now you gotta stop. I don't mean to leave. You gonna change your armor, gonna leave. The way to keep a woman happy and make her do what's right is love her every morning, ball her out every night. Your daddy's mad. He's done got peace. Cause every time you get mad, you pack your rags and you go home to dad. You tell him lies, he don't believe. And you gonna change your armor, gonna leave. You gonna change your way of living, change the things you do. Stop doing all them things that you oughtn't to. Your daddy's mad. He done got peace. You gonna change your apple, gonna leave.
My friends, here's Wally Fowler and Oak Ridge Quartet showing us what is meant by real spiritual singing as they give us Joshua fits the battle of Jericho.
Joshua fits the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fits the battle of Jericho and the wall came tumbling down. All the walls came tumbling down.
We were tumbling
down. The wall came tumbling down.
Thank you, Mark.
Joshua fits the battle of Jericho and the wall came tumbling down.
You're gonna talk about your man of Gideon, talk about your man of Saul, but there's none like good old Joshua at the battle of Jericho out there.
Joshua at the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho.
Oh, Joshua at the battle of Jericho,
and the wall came tumbling down. Oh, the wall came tumbling down.
It was tumbling down.
The wall came tumbling down.
It was the march around.
Joshua at the battle of Jericho, and the wall came tumbling down.
When the lamb ran, she born began to blow. The children began to shout. Oh, Joshua walked up to the wall and he led his people out. I'm telling you,
Joshua fits the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Oh, Joshua fits the battle of Jericho and the wall came tumbling down. Oh, wall came tumbling down.
He was tumbling
down. The wall came tumbling down.
It's too much around.
Joshua fits the battle of Jericho and the wall came tumbling down. The wall came tumbling down.
the Foley family's having a little gathering tomorrow. It being Sunday, and the folks are coming in from Berea, Kentucky, and they'll get together. I know there'll be fried chicken and a lot of good talk. And I know, too, that when the sun goes down, Aunt Lucy will go quietly over to the old organ, and that'll be the signal for a few wonderful old hymns. One of the first we'll be singing will be this one here called Cleansing.
The shower for the line of Beetle Bob over in Grinder Switch this week. and Prunella Peabody, the local spinster lady. She's the only spinster lady nearly batting ground to switch. We got one more. Well, sir, Prunella was there, and she nearly knocked everybody into a conniption fit at that shower. She told us she's got 14 kids. We all forgot she had a goat farm.
Hey, Minnie, boy.
Yes, Robin.
Did I ever tell you about that I used to run a goat farm?
A goat farm?
Yeah.
You had one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got wind of it.
Minnie, it's much easier to milk a goat than it is to milk a cow.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. You see, in milking a goat, there's just two things you have to remember. First, you are.
That's all right, then. Never mind, Robin. You to bust into that shower last Tuesday.
Well, Flitter, Minnie, Shalina's husband, Uni, told me that Shalina was expecting a shower, so I come over with my umbrella.
Oh.
That was sure some hen party, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I never heard so much cackling in my life. I'm telling you, I ain't heard so much cackling since Uncle Cyclo Rooster laid that there egg.
Now, Rodney, how can a rooster lay an egg?
Well, it ain't easy, Minnie. You know something? I heard them women talking, and I just had to laugh when I heard what I'm saying. That gal said they didn't like to kiss a feller with whiskers.
Did they say that?
Yeah, they said that. They said when a gal makes up her mind to kiss a feller, they ain't gonna beat around the bush.
Crazy things. Now, Susie Smirchy's fella took up for a ride in his car.
Susie Smirchy?
Yes. Smirchy's I can stand right now. Just go ahead. And he mustn't have been keeping his mind on his driving, because all of a sudden he turned into a ditch and threw them both out on the bank.
Did you hurt them, Minnie?
Well, I guess Susie's fella must have been knocked silly, because he grabbed hold of Susie and started kissing her.
He did?
Yes.
Started kissing her?
Yeah.
Must have been delirious or something. he started kissing her, huh?
Yeah, and Susie says it seems to me it had been a whole lot simpler if you'd just run out of gas.
One of the nation's leading folk singers, Little Jimmy Dickens.
Hello, Red.
Hi there, Tiger.
Now you do.
What do you brought along with us besides your guitar tonight?
Red, I'd like to do one of my latest recordings, a little thing here called Country Boy, if you don't mind.
That's wonderful.
All right, Red. Simple guy, there's one thing sure to shoot. I hate those folks who think that they're so dead-burned highfalutin. I'd be the same in Hollywood, or right in my own kitchen. I believe in fussing when you're mad and scratching when you're itching. I'm a plain old country boy, a cornbread loving country boy. I raise cane on Saturday, but I go to church on Sunday. I'm a plain old country boy, a tater eating country boy. I'll be looking over that old gray mule when the sun comes up on Monday. Where I come from, opportunities, they never were too good. We never had much money, but we've done the best we could. My doctored me from young and old on Epsom salt and iodine. Made my diapers out of old feet sack, my fenders out of flour. I'm a plain old country boy, a cornbread loving country boy. I raise cane on Saturday, but I go to church on Sunday. I'm a plain old country boy, a tater-eating country boy. I'll be looking over that old gray mule when the sun comes up on Monday.
I want you to sing that nerd, but where you just beat the tar out of them mules. You know?
You mean me or Frank?
Oh, yeah.
All right, you help me out, will you, Rob?
I'll try it. Come on, Carl, you don't... Ah, get up there, right there.
Whoa, God,
get up there.
Mute.
Get up there! Ha! You play! Ha! Ha! Ha!
Clear the clouds and over hill and plain. Seems as how they never stop. Clibbity-clops, clibbity-clibbity, clibbity-clibbity, clibbity-clopping alone. There's a pluggage in the back of for a miner in Corona. A guitar for a cowboy way out in Arizona. A dress for calico for the pretty Navajo. Get along, you get along.
Ah, get up there, Pete. Get over there.
Kate?
Gee, Beck!
You Kate!
Ha! Ha! Ha!
You Kate!
Get up there!
They're clopping along the mountain train. Soon they're gonna reach the top. Clibbity clop, clibbity clop, clibbity 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 clopping along. There's some cotton thread and needles for the folks away out yonder. A shovel for a miner who left his home to wander. Some rheumatism and pills for the soldiers in the hills. Get along, you get along.
Get up there,
you lost me a rascal, you. Butane! Ha! 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 Ha!
There's a letter full of savage and his life around the border. A pair of boots for someone who had a new order. A Bible in the back for the Reverend Mr. Black.
Get along, he knew. Get along. Get along. Get along.
That's about all for now, but we'll be back again next week with another Grand Old Opry.
United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.